Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Warmer temperatures in the forecast, complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. Despite Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro being arrested and displaced from his position, a Trent Hills man who was born in the South American country says life will become much harder for his fellow countrymen before it gets better. Emilia Ojeda says taking out Maduro but not replacing the current administration will do little to change the situation.
So, you know, the United States can come and take somebody out and everything going to be fine. And it's not the case. Things normally go for war.
Maduro was arrested in early January, accused of drug trafficking into the United States. Ojeda says the arrest is a diversion by the Trump government over its handling of domestic issues, including the release of the Jeffrey Epstein files. Originally envisioned as a one-year project to establish positive communications between the county homeless shelter at 310 Division Street, Coburg, and its immediate community, the Community Liaison Committee reaches the one-year mark with much more work to do. Committee co-chairs Beth Belair and Chloe Craig addressed Northumberland County Council's Social Services Committee January meeting to share their plans in the year ahead as the shelter shifts to a higher barrier model and the roaming room has been located off-site. The list includes ensuring questions are directed to the appropriate authorities, as well as an education and awareness campaign like the new monthly newsletter that is sent to everyone within a 500-meter radius of the shelter, as well as such facilities as the library and local churches. They have undertaken public speaking dates, addressing several Rotary clubs and church groups, with more engagements lined up. They've also developed an activity called A Day in the Life to help participants understand better what it's like to live unhoused and to face one's day without shelter. Coburg police say a 28-year-old Coburg man is facing charges following a disturbance Monday morning. At about noon, police responded to reports of an individual breaking a window at the front of a King Street West building. The individual was taken into custody, during which time he allegedly spat in the face of a special constable. The man is charged with causing a disturbance, mischief under $5,000, and assaulting a peace officer. He was held for a bail hearing and remanded into custody. The Coburg Police Service notes that since January of last year, the accused has been arrested 5 times, resulting in 11 charges. Turning now to sports, in local hockey, the Trent Hills Thunder welcome Amherst View, while the Northumberland Stars host the Bradford Rattlers in Colborne. In the NBA, the Clippers are in town for a date with the Raptors. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local 3-day weather forecast is next.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jacob of SMM Law Professional Corporation. Are you acting as an attorney for property or personal care for someone? Or are you taking on the responsibilities of an executor under a loved one's will? We can help you sort out what needs to be done. Call SMM Law at 905-372-3395 or email hello@smmlaw.com. SMM Law, we are here for you.
Hear that? That's your heat slipping through tired old windows. Seal in the comfort with new windows from Prime Windows and Doors. All windows and doors include a lifetime product warranty and 10-year labor warranty. Plus, Prime makes it easier with no interest for 6 months OAC. Seal in the heat and enjoy lower heating bills. Prime brands, Prime prices, Prime warranty. Visit primewd.ca. Prime Windows and Doors, perfection in every detail.
Now here's your truly local 3-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Mainly cloudy, good chance of flurries late this afternoon, high minus 6. Wind chill at minus 24 this morning, minus 10 this afternoon. Periods of snow ending after midnight, then cloudy, 60% chance of flurries, roughly 5 centimeters. Temperature rising to minus 1, wind chill at minus 13 this evening. Cloudy, good chance of flurries for Saturday, high minus 1. And for Sunday, cloudy, a slight chance of flurries, high minus 4. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.